Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner
Rob Parker,
and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And power-packed show for you today. The next 3 hours, I mean, we were going over the topics earlier, and it's just so much to talk about. We have a lot to get into. Obviously, the huge, not just big, the huge news of the day is Deshaun Watson and the ruling by the independent arbiter, Sue L. Robinson, that he will only get a 6-game suspension. Of course, that may not be the final word if the NFL wants to appeal. But as it stands right now, they have until Thursday afternoon to do so. As it stands right now, Deshaun Watson out 6 games for sexual harassment. Let me welcome in my partner. We'll get into that in a moment after we introduce everybody. Rob Parker, what up, man?
Chris Broussard, how are you?
I'm great, brother. I am great. And
before we get to the big news, what a sad Sunday where we lost, Bill Russell, Chris.
Yes.
And,
great Bill Russell.
Yes. And Lieutenant Uhura from Star Trek, Chris.
You had a
story,
crush on?
Well, I mean, to see a black woman in that role, you know, she was a lieutenant on a starship, you know, in 1966, where right. Most black women were maids, you know what I mean? And that was the role that they had. And,
it was groundbreaking.
It really was. And then I don't know if you know the story, and her name was Nichelle Nichols, right? And the best story, Chris, real quick, was she was going to quit to go to Broadway. And guess who called her and said she couldn't quit Star Trek?
Shatner?
No. Who? Dr. Martin Luther King called her and
really?
Said, yes. It gives me goosebumps. He said, you can't quit the show. He said, all these young black girls see you, you know what I mean, in this role, what impact you're going to have to them to see them, wow. You know what I mean? Like how, if Martin
how
Luther
many
King,
blacks were on Broadway at that time?
Though? Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, obviously, you have a larger profile on television
because more people see you. You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to be in a Broadway
particularly
show.
Particularly young people.
Yeah. So can you imagine Martin Luther King Jr. calling you, Chris, and say, you can't quit The Odd Couple. You can't. There's never been a radio show, national sports radio show with two black hosts. Where are you going, Chris?
You know, Rob, when I spoke at the church in Houston, Holman Street Baptist Church, Sunday, it went terrifically.
Right.
They interviewed me for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then I spoke for about 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I mentioned that we believe. I was like, we're not 100%
sure. But we believe, right.
Because you had the two live stews, but it was only about 20 syndicates around the country. You got Jay Williams and Keyshawn, but there's a third host, Max Kellerman, who's not black. So as far, you know, you had Michael Smith, Jamel Hill on television.
But not radio.
But
not
I don't know that they've had a radio show nationally co-hosted by two African-Americans.
And you mentioned it. Yeah, and I'm sure they were surprised that.
If
you know
Dr.
I mean.
King called me today and said, don't leave the Aqua, it would blow me away for more reasons than one.
First of all, you're like, wait a minute. Are you alive? Hello? Right. Are you alive?
It would blow me away, to say the least.
All right.
Well, that's, yes, you're right. We lost two pioneers. That's the only way to say it. Two heroes in the African-American community. And one thing I say, Rob, heroes in the African-American community who really impacted America and opened doors for more diversity and inclusion, they're not only heroes to black America, they're heroes to America.
Yep, no doubt.
For all people, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, et cetera. And so absolutely, your point is well taken. We got the Odd Couple crew in the house, DJ Alex Tyshirt. In full effect on the ones and twos, gracing us with his presence. And I do mean that, literally, because, I mean, I never know when he's going to be here. So
I might not be here Wednesday.
You probably might not. I think that's a you're telling us that.
That's because there's a beef sale at some supermarket. All right.
That is not true.
Alex, did you eat any meat this weekend?
I have had no meat since we last talked.
Wow. Okay, I'm impressed. All right, we got Andre in studio for Rob G. Now, Rob G is still producing the show, but he's doing it from home. But Andre will be answering your calls on the phones. And then on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. Rob, right, let's get into it. Yes. What are your thoughts? Deshaun Watson, six games.
I thought that the arbitrator swung and missed. I thought the suspension was way too lenient, especially for a couple reasons, Chris. A, six games just doesn't seem enough when you talk about the scope of how many women were involved in this. Remember, it's not a court of law. You don't have to be – it's not like you have to be guilty of a crime in order to be punished. So people need to understand. I think too many people don't understand that once you sign up and you sign a contract to be a part of something, you have to live by the rules that are negotiated in the CBA. So it's totally different from – a court of law. Number two, why didn't the Browns just pay him $17 for the year so he'd owe the NFL $6? Seriously. Because it's a farce that they allowed.
No, you're right.
Chris, what is the difference? It should have been $17 and he could have paid the league $6
in quarters. I wonder if there's a minimum. There must be a minimum. I mean, but you're right. It is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
He's going to lose $345,000.
Right. And, Chris, next year make $46 million. Right. And then for all the former players, analysts on television, stop saying that he was suspended last year and this is really a 23-game suspension.
Absolutely.
He was not suspended last year. He got his full pay and refused to take the field.
What
Chris?
Were you and I saying?
Yes.
We were saying, I mean this. If I ran the Texans,
I would have made him go out there.
Playing, yes, you're our best quarterback. Go with the ones. You're starting. Now, he may have faked an injury or something, but I would have tried to make him play.
100%. But, Chris, guys are out there talking about, this is 23 games last year. No. So
even the arbiter said in her ruling that those games – now, she seemed to she may have been siding with those you just mentioned who are kind of including that in the suspension because she did say that Goodell would not give him the administrative leave and that meant the games couldn't count against his suspension almost kind of because she had said he paid the price. And then she mentioned that. And so I don't know if she was going there, but I'm with you. No, that was not a part of the suspension.
Was not. This is a suspension, and so
he chose not to play.
This is where I'm at. I thought it was too lenient. We talked about it. It should have at least been 8 games. Could have been a season, but way too lenient for me. And the former federal judge. Maybe now we know why she's former, but it wasn't a great job by her.
Well, it's hard. Obviously, I'm not a lawyer. I did take constitutional law 1 year in college.
Did you?
When I thought maybe I want to be a sports agent. And one semester, that's all I took. It wasn't for me. But I agree with you, Rob, that when I heard it was 6 games, I was a bit stunned. And I know there had been rumblings, around that it could be 4 games, that, the
two
NFLPA.
Games, right.
Yeah, they released their statement saying, hey, we're going to abide by the ruling. We want the NFL to do the same thing. They probably had some inkling that it was going to be short. But I still was expecting at least 8 or 9 games. I really was. And Rob, you and I talked about how we thought it was going to be a year, maybe a month or so ago. Now the tide seemed to shift, and that's why I thought it might only be 8 or 9 games. But I don't think it is appropriate. But here's what stunned me, and you've heard a lot of people today, Rob, say, well, this is different from all the past rulings. This is different from Calvin Ridley getting a full season for betting on games that he didn't play in. This is different from Ezekiel Elliott and Johnny Manziel and even Tom Brady with the 4 games for deflategate. It's none of that matters because that was Goodell.
Right.
But now it's a new era in the NFL's issues like this, and they got an independent arbiter to do it.
And she
and I was listening and kind of bought that until I read her ruling. And what I found, Rob, and I'm not criticizing her, she's, I guess, doing her job or her decision, but, Rob, she based her ruling entirely on the precedent that the NFL had already set.
No, if that was the case,
so it might as well have been Goodell.
Right. There's no reason to have her if it's going to be the same exact thing.
Right.
And that was the reason that they went away from him.
She wasn't independent.
Right.
Because she did essentially bind herself to what had been what the decisions were before. And here's the problem with that, Rob. The NFL's decisions are all over the place.
Right. We've been saying that forever, that it's not consistent enough.
No. Ezekiel Elliott gets 6 games for battering. They suspended him. So for domestic violence against his girlfriend at that time on 3 separate occasions.
Right.
Now, he was not charged with anything or convicted of anything, but the NFL obviously deemed that he had done violence to this woman, and they gave him 6 games. And yet you give – and Ray Rice only got 6 games. And then yet you give Calvin Ridley a full season. And Tom Brady, as bad as Deflategate was, it's not only 2 games worse than beating up a woman, right?
And the other one was Michael Vick got a year for dogs. And I say it from the standpoint of dogs compared to human beings.
I totally agree with you. I thought that was overdone.
I mean, a whole year, I was stunned that's how harsh they were to him, including Chris, that it happened on his property, but he wasn't involved. You know what I mean?
Right.
He,
I'm not advocating what he did.
We're not. I'm talking about the severity of it.
It's not comparable to what you do to a human being.
Exactly. That's
and I'm sorry. It's just not. And Rob, here's the deal. I think the NFL needs to, because of the way she ruled, they need to set a new precedent. Because the next time it happens, so there's two ways to do it. You can either change the CBA, which we'll see if the Players Association would even go along with that, or you can appeal. And then Goodell can increase it to 10 games or 8 games or a full season or whatever he deems appropriate. And that'll be the new precedent. Now, I know that the PA will appeal it.
Sure.
And then it'll be drawn out and we'll see what happens. So I don't think the NFL wants to draw this out. They got a lot of decisions to make.
Well, I also think
this is not
this.
A simple decision.
It's not, Chris. Here's the other part.
They have until Thursday afternoon, as I said.
I think, and 877-99 on Fox, we're going to definitely want to hear from you. But I'll say this last thing, Chris. The NFL, you know, could be fielding calls from women's groups, advertisers, you know what I mean, leading up to that. And they
if advertisers get involved, then it's that will I hate to say it. I don't know to hear from women's groups.
I'm just saying, to get a taste of a feel temperature in the room is what I'm saying. Like they have
a
couple of days, because if some big advertisers say, hey, what's going on here? And we're not comfortable with this, and we're going to hear from our customers who are mostly women, we might have an issue here. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I agree. Because public sentiment is going, I would think, play a large part in this. And, Rob, we got to say it. We've had some callers. I've talked to many people, men, about this. And a lot do feel like a lot of these, I don't want to say on Watson's side, but for lack of a better phrase, on Deshaun Watson's side.
I don't disagree
with
you.
And they feel like the time, you know, you've probably heard it from people too.
Yep.
Oh, the timing. All of a sudden, he doesn't want to be a play for the Texans, and now this stuff comes
out. Right, right. Like, there's some sort of, like, they put up, like, they were in cahoots with the women. And I'm like, come on now. You can't make this many people come up there. Chris, if it's one or two people, maybe. It was the same argument I had when Bill Cosby. I said, if you want to tell me three women have made up a story on Bill Cosby, I'll believe it, Chris, right? I'll believe three. But if you want to tell me 60 women have come forward to lie on Bill Cosby, come on. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
And I think if there's anything relevant in what guys are saying about the timing, did the Texans know? I don't think they knew exactly what he was doing. But they probably knew, he does these massages, man. We getting him the room to do it. And they gave him an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. Once he demanded out, they may have just stopped trying to cover up. Or, you know what I mean? Help him or keep people at bay, whatever it was.
And
he was
on his own.
And so that's, I think, if anything, the role they played. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Just your general thoughts on the ruling. 6-game suspensions, too little, too much, just right. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Deshaun Watson ruling.
All right, let's get it kicked off, Chris. Let's start with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Chris, real quick, I wanted to thank you for what you said about Mr. Russell this morning, man. You had me kind of choked up, and I appreciate how you said it. That was perfect, and I just want to give you some props. You said it well.
I appreciate that, because you usually don't give me props, so that means a lot coming from you.
I give them to you when you earn them, and you never earn them.
Oh, my gosh.
real quick, I told you guys a long time ago, and maybe guys just they don't want to really approach this because it's NFL owners, and not you guys, but all across the spectrum. They don't want to rock the NFL boats. They don't approach the NFL owners too often unless they have to. And I kept telling you guys, that gal, a woman was investigating a woman issue. And if you think she wasn't going to wait till that little punk Dan Snyder got his butt in there and talk, which he did for 14 hours on Thursday, I bet you Friday she got her hands on what he said. And I guarantee you she had to look at that. She says, if owners are doing the same thing and not punishing each other, how am I going to punish him?
I don't know if that had any factor in it, but in the court of public opinion, I think that was a smart move.
Yeah, I don't agree with that totally, because they made Richardson sell his team for far less. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but what about Snyder?
No, I get that, but it's not like...
Because
like,
Snyder's is some stuff.
I understand, but you can't act like they haven't done... They made Richardson sell the Panthers. They did. Larry in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Larry?
Not a whole lot. What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Good, man. How are you?
Man, it's a pleasure to finally get through. I just wanted to call
Thank
and say,
you.
Okay, first of all, to the accusers, my apologies. I'm sincerely apologetic that you had to even go through this experience. With that being said, my only wish is if there was real smoke behind these accusations, I wish there were criminal proceedings to accompany that, because it is always difficult for me to reconcile someone who will go after alleged abuser civilly, but not criminal proceedings.
Number of them tried,
yes,
though. Not
yes.
all of them. But some did try, and it was thrown out. But Larry,
you got to be very careful. Okay, let me just—I just want to say this. Oftentimes, it's a he said, she said, and there are no.
Well, that's exactly what this was.
And there are no witnesses. It's just like when people get killed, Chris. Very seldom is people killed in front of other people.
Right.
So there's always a one side of the story, or it's a he said, she said, and you got to figure it out. And it's not always cut and dry. If I'm in an elevator with somebody, if I'm a woman and a guy puts his hand up my skirt, how do I prove that? I can't prove that, Chris.
Right.
I can't.
There's no cameras.
But that doesn't mean it didn't happen to me, does it?
Nah, I hear you.
This was clearly
a he said, she
right.
said.
Right. That's
no
all.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Okay, yep. Tom in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Again, long-time listener, fourth-time caller.
Appreciate you.
So I called before about this thing, and, you know, I'm a father of three boys, a father of three girls. And so
that's
I appreciate
right. I remember that. Yep.
I appreciate the process. But so I got a couple things I disagree with you guys on. One is this is not like the precedent thing and the NFL being all over the place on these punishments. That's because it goes back to this nuance thing. All these cases are different. So the punishments are by nature going to be very different.
But the thing is, they don't seem appropriate. That's right. The thing. Like, Ridley getting a full season for betting on games he didn't play in. I'm not saying that was all right, but it's not worse than what Ezekiel Elliott. That's what I mean.
Right.
I fully agree.
Pulling down somebody's top. What did he got suspended for?
Pulling the top.
But a lot
of violence. Yeah.
I fully agree. And so what this – and so by the all the cases needing to be exactly the same – that's not what needs to happen here. I want this justice to be served, and I want the facts to come out. But at the same time, it doesn't mean the suspensions need to all be the same. And so with this one, man, I think she needed to go higher. I think there need to be more games just because of the volume of accusers, man.
That's the issue. If this was two or three masseuse, Chris, I would have a totally different view
right.
on this. I would. But it's
you
not two or three.
You don't want most people, and you know, there's been reports about a lot of people in the NFL, like with teams, executives, feeling like this was low. You don't want most people feeling like, man, that's it?
That's all he got?
We
oh, okay.
said, Rob, there should be, I think 8 or 9 or 10 would have at least made people feel like, okay, that's some punishment.
Especially since he skirted it
to be a year.
Too, Chris, with the contract.
Absolutely.
Like, he skirted that. If you're the
absolutely.
NFL, you're going to be like, oh, okay, he's getting $1 million this year. It might, as we said earlier, why not $17?
Right, right. All right, we got Garrett Bush, who is on the radio in Cleveland. He's host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show and the Locked On Browns podcast. So we'll hear what the climate is in the land regarding Deshaun Watson's ruling. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. 800. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, our next guest is the host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show and Locked On Browns. That's a podcast. We welcome in Garrett Bush, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. What's up, brother?
What's
welcome
happening?
To the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing, man? Big fan of the show.
Thank you,
thank
buddy.
Thank you, thank you. Let's get right to it. What is the feeling? There are different opinions, but yeah, the general reaction in Cleveland, Ohio, regarding the Deshaun Watson ruling.
Well, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, I believe the general relief is you're ecstatic with six games. You look at it just a couple of weeks ago. It was all good just a week ago, right? You looking at a whole year suspension. We talking about indefinite. We talking at least 1 year. And the way the things was looking, a lot of people were bracing for the worst. A lot of people saying that the Deshaun Watson might have not been the best move for the Cleveland Browns to go after. If you take a look at the capital, they give up the three number of first round picks. Also, take a look at these cap numbers in terms of the big guaranteed contract. So now you fast forward now and you get six games, and you look at the Cleveland Browns schedule, the first four games of the year. Very manageable games. He'll come back at Baltimore right in time for AFC North matchup with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. But right now, I think people that are Cleveland Browns fans couldn't be more ecstatic with six games.
Yeah, what's your feeling as far as the league maybe appealing that and Roger Goodell? I think they're going to check the temperature in the room, advertisers, other people, look at it around the league, because most people think he got off pretty lightly. And I think that especially the way he structured his contract to not be hit in the pocketbook, I think there's a real chance that, there's an appeal. Where are you on that?
Well, I think the league is in between a rough spot and a hard spot. I mean, they're caught in the middle right now, because you look at it, from the standpoint of the league, you know, you say that you want a year and you weren't going to take anything less than a year and you want it indefinite. For you to have six games now, the league office is definitely going to put their finger in the air and judge the temperature of the public court of public appeals. So right now they're going to see in these next 2 to 3 day waiting period, how many people are upset with this? Do you have any groups coming along? Any women groups, female activist groups? You're going to also check to see what, like you said so eloquently, sponsors.
Yes.
That's the name of the game.
Because that money moves the world. They said that they would never change the name of the Washington football team, and a couple sponsors called, and it got changed overnight. You remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Not really overnight.
But you know what I mean. Right. Well, I mean, overnight.
Took longer than it should have.
No, but overnight, for considering that he said it would never happen with his dead body. That's what I meant. Right.
Right.
Now the difference here is you have a little bit of an issue, because here's the thing. The league collective bargained this thing. They said, listen, we want Roger Goodell. And more than anything, I think they wanted Roger Goodell to stay clean on this thing. I think he started taking a lot of unnecessary hits for being a judge, jury, and executioner. So they said, listen, let's go ahead and bring in an arbiter. The arbiter happens to be a woman who is a 25-year judge who's had that level of experience. And she took a very long time to look at this.
Right.
She deliberated. She asked for briefings at the end just to make sure everyone got heard on this thing. And then she came out with 15 pages. And it was extensive 15 pages as to exactly why she felt the way she did, and she came at six games. Now, if you go back and say, if you're the league, and say, well, I don't know, Judge Robinson, thanks but no thanks. We're going ahead and take this in our hands. This is the first time that she's being arbitrated on something. Obviously, they want her to come off looking as she's credible. I think it's a bit difficult to go back and then change it now. But the league,
see, they never should have put him. They never should have had it left in there. He could change it.
But that's the point.
That's the thing.
Chris, I'm with you.
I agree. If they wanted to completely get Goodell and the NFL out of the judge,
he shouldn't
jury,
be the arbiter.
Business.
Right. He shouldn't be in this position.
You shouldn't even leave that option.
And
it would have been like, because to be honest, the NFL would have had an out. They would have been like, look, we wanted it to be an indefinite suspension.
Right.
Look at the arbiter.
But they can't. But now we can't go back. They can't. Right. Because they have a path to make a change. And it's going to wind up in Goodell's lap again. And that's why, like, if you have to answer to advertisers and sponsors, you can't say it's out of our hands, because it's not out of your hands.
Right. Garrett, let me ask you this. Are people in Cleveland looking at it solely as a football thing where, hey, we got a great quarterback now, we got a chance to do some damage this season, which, you know, we obviously haven't done in years, is there a voice of dissent? Are people like, yeah, we like him, but man, it's going to be hard to pull for him.
Or, you know, or are people just completely on board with him?
Oh, no. Look, let's not get it twisted. There is dissent. Well, we bought one of the largest women's groups on Facebook, Browns Backer Group, and she came in and she spoke to us on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. She talked about how difficult it was just to even keep control of her group on Facebook, because there's half of the women and ladies that feel a certain type of way, and there's a half of the women and ladies that says, I can't even believe what's going down this path with this guy. Mm. And just today on the radio, you know, I do a show called The Barbershop on Saturdays, and people call up and say, look, what am I supposed to tell my daughter? What am I supposed to tell,
am I
supposed to buy my daughter a jersey? What am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
And there is a large collective group of individuals. As a matter of fact, there was a poll on Twitter that said, out of the people, do you believe six games was too good enough, or it was lenient and they should have been more games? 77% of the people said that six games was not enough.
See, I believe that, though. I believe that most people think that this is very light.
It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't. And, Chris, if it was 8 or 10, this would be a done deal. I believe that. If it was 8 or 10 games, but I think because the number's so small and with the way he finagled his contract, I think the NFL almost has no choice. It'll be interesting.
Well,
all right.
Well, they were too good of a businessman, right? Because he got the contract, and then you look at the schedule come out, and the schedule's favorable, and then now he comes back in six games. And so you get a sense of, wow, this guy really
everything is coming in his right in his favor. There's no doubt about that. That's Garrett Bush, host of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show,
sir. And thank you.
The Locked On Browns podcast. Good stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Anytime.
All right, brother. Peace. The Angels say they will not trade Shohei Ohtani ahead of tomorrow's deadline. They listen to Chris Broussard.
Turn the station.
But look at you telling people don't listen to our show. But is that a mistake, as Rob Parker obviously thinks? We'll get into that next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday.
You see what just happened?
No.
Judge in another home run, Chris.
Wow.
Ridiculous. 41? That's 43.
It's 43?
Yeah, he got 43 now. He just hit a two-run home run against Seattle. It's like he hits one every other night now.
It's almost feeling like Bonds.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It does.
You don't want to miss an at-bat now.
It's incredible. Yeah, he just hit another one. Unbelievable.
All right, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing, folks. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Chris, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. I'll be staying at Caesars.
You're running out of time.
The NABJ convention, which starts on Wednesday in Vegas. I'll be there, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm taking the Giants money line against the Dodgers. That's my best bet. All money lines, Chris. Usually I do run totals, all money lines. Rockies over the Padres in San Diego. I'm taking the money line, so I just need wins here. And I'm taking the White Sox money line over the Royals. So I have very simple. Giants have to beat the Dodgers in San Francisco. Rockies need to beat the Padres in San Diego. And the White Sox need to beat the Royals at home. And there you go. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
Wow, Rob Parker. I just came across something flicking channels.
What was that?
The 1963, I believe it is, Game 6 of the NBA Finals between the Celtics, obviously led by Bill Russell, the late now Bill Russell, against the Lakers. So you got Bill Russell, Bob Cousy, Sam Jones, Elgin Baylor, They're all out there. And Jerry West, and this is amazing. Amazing. Wow. You don't have a comment, huh? It's not often you get to, when you quit eating. See, when I eat on the air, you don't know. Nobody can tell. I don't stuff my face to the point where I can't say a word. Look, you can't even say anything. What, you got a sandwich?
Chicken wing. Sorry about that.
My goodness. But isn't that amazing? I mean, wow.
That is to see that many great players playing at one time, for sure. No doubt about it.
It's just interesting. Wow, okay. All right, so anyway, Rob, Shohei Ohtani, you've been saying he should get traded. According to reports, the Yankees offered, we don't know what they offered, but they offered something. And I don't think you just go to the Angels with a joke offer,
I wonder what it was, Chris. What did they offer?
Yeah, that's a great question. But anyway, the Angels turned it down, and they are saying they do not want to trade Shohei Ohtani. And Rob, I told you how I would handle it. I would make him a huge long-term contract offer this offseason. Assuming I can, I don't know.
Yeah.
Rules,
you
want to
do
right?
it? You want to do it? That? Yeah, before he gets to arbit, he becomes a free agent, right?
And if he turns it down, then I know. Okay, he's not staying here long term.
Kind of like what happened with Juan Soto in the Nationals. Yeah, like they offered him $440. He said no. Okay, we got
to
trade.
Now you know, right? He's not trying to stay there. So that's what I would do. If he signs it, you got him. Great. You rebuild around him, however you can. If he doesn't sign it, then you know you got to trade him. But those are my thoughts, Rob.
Yeah, I thought
you would have taken the Yankees.
Well, I would have
garbage that I'm sure they are.
Well, I need to see what the deal is. But my only point is, and it's fine. I understand it's a business, Chris. You talk about it all the time, right? You don't want to just give away great players, and you could sell tickets, right, at the big A in Anaheim. But are you trying to win? And you could have all the hitters you want until you get pitching, Chris. The Angels aren't winning jack. They haven't won since 2002. They signed Albert Pujols.
Right.
Rendon, after the Washington Nationals won the World Series. They've signed all these guys and hitters. They gave.
Remember they had Upton when he was at his
peak. Right.
Yep. But that's the thing, though. Is there, you know.
And Mike Trout, they gave over $400 million to. You could keep paying these hitters.
What could the Yankees have offered that would have been enough? Look, nobody, Rendon seemed, I felt at the time it was a lot. But I think some people thought it was, you know, well, that looks like a good signing, right? He's just been hurt. Pujols looked like a good signing. B.J. Upton, obviously Trout was a good signing. But still, they haven't won. And so, like, what could the Yankees have offered?
Not obviously,
a bunch of
obviously,
prospects?
Yeah, obviously not enough. And I just wonder, like, what could it have been? And it would have to be pitching. It would have to be somebody off their staff now. I don't think it would just be prospects. Wouldn't you want a good pitcher, an established
Chris?
Right,
but I would think that, well, yeah, I guess they would be getting back Ohtani. So,
right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
But like again,
they would have to give up somebody.
Here's the thing. If you trade Ohtani, Rob, you might as well get young boys, right? Because, who are you getting better for now than Shohei Ohtani?
No, I got that. But
prospects in baseball, you know this better than me. You don't know.
You don't know. God, you don't know.
There's a few here and there, a Tatis, Alex Rodriguez, but for the most part, you don't know. Keep it locked. 2 hours left. Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.